Welcome to another podcast episode from Neuroscientia.com, the educational repository of cognitive health tutorials and powerful brainy tips for learning, where you would discover the fundamental secrets to a healthy brain, which can think clearly, learn faster, remember accurately, with sound judgment and optimal focus. Want to learn something new? Here you go.
Brain drain is the emigration of highly trained or intelligent people from a particular country. In the last decade, brain drain is happening at an alarming rate, and the stats will open your eyes more clearly. Among the Asian countries, India continued its trend of being the top country of birth for immigrant scientists and engineers, with 9.50 out of Asia's total 2.96 million. India's 2013 figure represented an 85% increase from 2003. India is a developing country, so why are our young engineers, entrepreneurs and scientists are flying off to foreign countries? Why are they not working here? Why are they not living here? Why do they think foreign is better than India? Here are 5 reasons for India's brain drain. Unemployment in India. Unemployment in India. Unemployment in India is a serious social issue. Millions of engineers are graduated every year in India, and among that, only 4% gets a good job and rest 60% remain unemployed. The number of unemployed persons in India decreased to 39,963,000 in 2009 from 39,974,000 in 2007. Unemployed persons in India and Kenya averaged 36,933,000 from 1985 until 2009, reaching an all-time high of 41,750,000 in 2001 and a record low of 24,861,000 in 1985, Wiki. This is the main reason for brain drain in our nation. Corruption and government are destroying most of the finest talents of our country. Policies in India. If you are an entrepreneur, then it's challenging to work here as the economic condition of our nation is very bad. Obviously, you want to earn a lot of money, but in India, taxes like wealth tax and inheritance tax change the game. In India, for every profit of Rs 100 you made, you are supposed to give away 98 Indian rupees to government and keep only Rs 2 for yourself, via. Why would entrepreneurs of our nation work in such a ridiculous condition? Our talented entrepreneur does not want to leave our nation, but policies drag them out. No value of talent. Sundar Pichai is the CEO of Google, Satya Nadella is the chief executive officer of Microsoft, and Indra Nooyi is the chief executive officer of PepsiCo. All the CEO here has one similarity: they all are Indians, and now one question arises that if they can become CEO in the USA, so why can't they become CEO in India? Because in India, there is no value of talent, the rich will become richer and poor will become poorer, and it's damn true. In India, you can get any job with just a recommendation from a higher officer, that's it. You don't get a job by clearing an exam and interview, because this is India. Therefore, there is no surprise why our people are more successful in foreign, because they value talent, not money. Population. The population of our country is 1.2 billion and granting job to the whole of the youth of this nation is next to impossible. Millions of engineers are graduating every year in India, so it's nearly unbearable to give a job to every engineer graduating. Jobs are not matching the growing population, and thousands of engineers remain unemployed, and they have no option to fly to foreign as they welcome them with joy. Better lifestyle and currency difference. The lifestyle of foreign is better than the lifestyle of India. In foreign countries, you have new advancement and new technology, and moreover, there is no corruption and rape percentage is few as compared to India. The technology that India is introducing today has already been in action in other parts of the world. Currency difference between US dollar and Indian rupee is very high, 1 Indian rupee equals 0.015 US dollar. So, if you work even as a cashier or on petrol pump in USA or Canada, still you going to earn more than an average engineer in India. Doing these type of work and getting more money than the average engineer of India, what else you want?
This podcast episode has come to a close. But before you go, don't forget to visit www.neuroscientia.com and subscribe to get tons of free resources to expand your mind and ignite your creativity. Bye.